Yeah, thank you. We're going to talk about the antler auction results. Sam, are you with us today? Are you handling that one?
I am, Mr. Olson. Good morning, everybody. Chairman Olson, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling. My name is Sam Skelhoff, Law Enforcement Section Chief for South Dakota Game Fish and Parks. Just going to give you a brief update on the fifth Game Fish and Parks antler auction that we had. They go back, the first one was started in 2010 and 2012. Both of those were held in Huron in conjunction with an event we used to have called the Outdoor Expo. 2015, we did the antler auction in Rapid City. 2017, we did it in the Sioux Falls area at T. Goman Auction. And then this year, 2021, we did our antler auction. And we primarily call it an antler auction, but it sells, we auction off mountain lion furs and skulls, bobcats, elk antlers, things like that, miscellaneous equipment, and just a whole variety of things there. 2021, it was held on June 26th in Millbank. The Farrell Auction Company was the company that hosted it. And we worked through South Dakota Property Management to make sure that, the bids were put out and everything like that. Just looking through the numbers the last couple of weeks, we've had approximately 340 bidders show up online and in person. And this auction was unique. It included, for the first time ever, some items from the South Dakota Highway Patrol, because we did work through South Dakota Property Management to do that. And it included firearms that the Highway Patrol has seized and some firearms that South Dakota Game Fish and Parks has seized throughout the years. And if you remember, legislative session, we did shore up some of our seizure laws and things like that. And even prior to that, the way the Game Fish and Parks operated is all the firearms that were auctioned off were either seized through the court process and forfeited to the Game Fish and Parks, or they were firearms that were seized for evidence and then abandoned by the individual, and we weren't able to contact them and get their firearms back. And so we had, I got some numbers here for you. On the average for guns was about $320 per gun. The range was $125 to $900. A lot of those firearms were small, used, Stevens Model 22 caliber and things like that. We sold a lot of mountain lion skulls. The average for a mountain lion skull was approximately $210. Sold a lot of deer antlers. That's the bulk of what we sell at this auction is deer antlers. They range from, from a full body mount to just a skull cap of a deer antler. $650 to $35 was the range there. Elk antlers was range from $500 to $120. And then what we do is we have bulk antler sales. There's a lot of antler collection is a big business right now. And a lot of our cutoff antlers, not very valuable or high dollar ones. We put them in packages of $10 for 10-pound bundles, and we auction those off. We had roughly 120 bundles. They averaged about $165 a bundle for just the bulk antlers alone made $19,000 for the Game Fish Park. The gross receipts for this was $82,095. Approximately $15,000 of that was from the Game Fish and Parks guns. All that money is in the wildlife fund. All that money gets placed into that. The same fund where all of our license dollars go. So that's just a quick update, quick rundown of the 2021 Game Fish and Parks antler auction. We try to move it around the state for equity. There's some people aren't willing to travel as much and things like that. We already talked about. We don't know exactly when the next one will be, but it'll be somewhere in the central part of the state. Pierre Chamberlain, something like that is what our desire is. So with that, that's kind of the information I had for you on the Game Fish and Parks antler auction. Unique item is there were a couple of 5-gallon buckets of brass. When we do our firearms training, we police the range, we pick up the brass, put it in there. Those buckets were going for roughly $150 a piece, which was pretty surprising. So, we found another avenue to, we're always wondering what we do with that brass. Sometimes somebody will come and pick it up, but we had a few buckets, and the Highway Patrol sold some as well, and all of those averaged about $100 to $150 a bucket. So that was pretty unique. So With that, I'd stand by for any questions you may have.
Thank you, Sam. Anybody have any questions for Sam on the auction? Maybe one thing, you know, you said you put it out for bids to find out who the auctioneer is, but to find out who the auctioneer is going to be or the location.
So we picked the location, and then we worked with South Dakota Property Management. They contacted a couple auctioneers up in the northeast part of the state, and they're the ones who worked out that deal and that arrangement. Feral, I don't think that we had a whole lot, but I just remember that Feral Auction Company was the one that had the facilities that we would need, had the ability to do online, and had the ability to do firearm sales. So.
Awesome. Thanks for the update. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.